laws of divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Adherence to Sharia Inshallah we'll begin with an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, Salat ala Nabi. In one narration, Allama Shadhili, rahimahullahu ta'ala, states that he had a dream in which he saw the beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, O Shadhili, on the day of judgment, 100,000 people from my ummah will enter Jannah because of you. He asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reason for this? How did I attain such a rank? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that this is due to your abundance of salat upon me, your frequent recital of salawat ala nabi. Because of this, Allah ta'ala has blessed you with this maqam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Views on Madin Channel, it's the blessed month of Ramadan. We need encouragement, we need motivation so that we can maximize the time we have in this blessed month. We can accumulate as many good deeds as possible. And remember, doing good deeds, actively being engaged in righteous a'mal, this is a big blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not everyone is blessed in this manner. The one who is blessed to do good, to do salih a'mal. What that person needs to do now is supplicate to Allah for tawfiq to safeguard those actions as well. Safeguard them from what? Preserve them from what? From being lost, from being rejected. And how do they become lost and rejected? How do they be declined in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When a person does certain other actions, after being given tawfiq to do righteous deeds, he can lose the reward of those actions. He can lose the blessings of those actions. And on top of that list is reminding people of favors. This happens a lot in our society, in our communities as well. So let's hear some examples of good deeds that we can do in Ramadan Kareem, and even outside of Ramadan. And then the importance of safeguarding those deeds, ensuring that we're not reminding people of favors, we're not hurting the feelings of others after doing those actions. Because the reality is, a person could make all of these efforts to do good, to do virtuous, righteous deeds, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects them. So let's look at these good deeds, a few examples. Now, helping others is a very beautiful action in Islam. Helping your fellow believers, helping those who are in need, helping those who are afflicted and who have been struck by calamity. Very good deed. And there's so many fadail related to that. That if you remove the difficulty of someone in the dunya, Allah Ta'ala will remove your difficulties in the akhirah. There are narrations to this effect. And a believer continues gaining the help of Allah as long as he helps his fellow Muslim brothers. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ It's a very famous narration. Now, imagine you come across someone who is suffering, perhaps financially. They work just to make ends meet after the toil, after the striving and making efforts every month. They're just about able to feed their families, or sometimes they may fall short and they have to go without. They've got young kids, a spouse, and it's hard for them. When you learn about such a person, when you find out that someone's in this situation, if you have kamil iman, if you have love for the ummah, you will feel bad. You'll think to yourself, how can I live in luxury? How can I live the way I am, carefree, and my fellow Muslim brother is in this difficulty? Sometimes it could be a neighbor, someone on the same road or street as you, in the same neighborhood, a relative, etc. And you come to know about their situation and you feel bad. You think, why don't I help them? If you help them, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala will protect you from calamities. Allah Ta'ala will remove your worries and distresses. You're helping others. Imagine the dua you receive from a grief-stricken person. That dua is coming right from the depths of the heart. Person is raising their hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicating, Ya Allah, you know the difficulty that I was in. This person helped me, became a wasila through your tawfiq, and removed my worry and difficulty, and gave me some money for food, for expenses for my family, or removed my debt, or helped me in any other way, gave a ration, or anything else. And when that dua is made for someone, subhanallah, you don't ask them to make dua. You do the good deed and you leave it for Allah. Meaning you leave it until the akhirah, and Allah Ta'ala will reward you in ways that you can never imagine. But if they make dua for you themselves, alhamdulillah, that dua will be accepted for you. That dua will be a means of much barakah for you. It's come from the heart of a grief-stricken person. It's come from the heart of someone afflicted, someone with a lot of concern and worry in their life. They've made dua for you. Ya Allah, this person removed my worry, remove all their worries. Ya Allah, this person removed my worry, grant them more honor in the dunya. Grant them more tawfiq. Grant them more steadfastness in doing good deeds. These are the duas that we want. We're all desirous of. And now that you've been given tawfiq to do this good deed, what must you ensure? You must ensure that you're not using that good deed to remind people of favors. You've done a good deed with the mercy of Allah, with the idhn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've been able to help someone, remove their worry, their distress, their concern. You praise Allah, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala made me a means. Otherwise, who am I? Allah granted me, I was able to help someone. But if you start reminding others of favors, if you start to demand respect from others because you've helped them in a particular situation, this is completely wrong. Un-Islamic, it's not from the teachings of our beautiful religion of Islam. In Al-Quran Al-Kareem, and specifically in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah and then they do not follow what they have spent with reminding favors and with harming others. They don't do this. لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ Their reward is with their Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ There'll be no fear upon such people and no grief for them as well. Allahu Akbar. Straight after this, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state?
قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَلِيمٌ
Saying a good word and forgiving, this is better than such charity, sadaqah, which is followed by harming others. Allah Ta'ala is independent and forbearing. Now, ponder for a moment examples of such charity after which there is harming others. Some people today, they're quite big on charity and, you know, posting on social media, we're doing charity work in this country and there was a natural disaster here, there was a flood, there was a hurricane or tornado, an earthquake, and we reached there. And first of all, does that person make such efforts for the sake of Allah or not? That's the first thing. If they're doing it for show off, if they're doing it to gain the praise of others, then it's a wrong intention right from the off. And then there are many ways in which you can show on social media that you have carried out the work. You don't necessarily have to show you giving something to an afflicted person. And even if you do, there are manners. That's a human being. Most of the time they take pictures and the person giving it is smiling, because he's smiling for the camera, he wants the picture to look good. And the person who is taking it, his face shows a different picture. He doesn't really want to be in a picture. He just wants to take the ration so that he can give to his family. He's struggling. He needs any help that he could get. And people are taking advantage of that situation, not considering that that person has self-respect as well. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is happening. This is happening all too often. And we need to raise these things. Otherwise, people will be none the wiser. And one way to make us realize the error of our ways is that in any given situation like that, just imagine your own family member, a loved one, parents, siblings, cousins. If they were in that situation, they had to be in a picture and they were treated like this. And what we see is that which is evident in a picture. But what happened before that picture? How were they spoken to before the picture was taken? How were they treated before that picture was taken? And after that picture was taken, was the sketch there? Many times we hear about people that they go to these sites and they speak rudely to the people who have come for rations, who have come to obtain that charity that was given to them. And in the picture, they show something completely different. They're showing themselves as happy, but that person's not happy. That person's face shows that something wrong here. Not in every case, Allah Ta'ala knows best, but there are examples like that. Now, when a person reaches this level and he doesn't care about the feelings of others, he's not doing it sincerely for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then bazaahir, outwardly, he's doing a good deed. But will that deed benefit him or not? Allah knows best. Because he's not fulfilling the adab of doing that good deed. He is not being humble in fulfilling that good deed. If you're in a position to help others via charity, praise Allah day and night. Ya Allah, you have made me a means. You could have chosen anyone else for this. But Ya Allah, you have given me this tawfiq. You have given me this opportunity to be here right now and help the victims, help the people who have been affected by the floods or the earthquake, etc. And consider the fact that you're there and you're helping them, a big blessing of Allah, and a blessing that has been bestowed upon you by means of those who have been afflicted. Meaning, if there was no one afflicted, who would you go to? It's like when someone gives zakat and finds out who is eligible for zakat, and he gives zakat, and then he may remind that person of favors, or I gave my zakat to you. Why don't we look at it the other way around? That this person has given me the opportunity to give my zakat. This person's recipient, according to Al-Quran Al-Kareem, qualifies for being given zakat. And if it wasn't the case, then I wouldn't be able to give zakat to that person. So this is how we adopt humility in our good actions, and especially when we're interacting with those who are less fortunate and those who are deserving of charity, we don't belittle them in the least. Now, another thing here, when you're in a position to help someone, if you give your zakat to someone, if you're charitable towards someone, you learned about someone's situation and you had pity on their state, you wanted to help them, Allah Ta'ala placed this in your heart to help them. Now, you know the psyche of that person after you've interacted with them a few times. If you realize that every time you meet them, after having helped them, they stand up for you, they smile in your face, they go out of their way to please you. Even that situation, you might think, oh, it's good. You know, I helped that person, so that's the least he should do. Ma'adallah. Ma'adallah. This is not a good thing. If you want people to stand up for you, if you want people to praise you in every conversation and remind others who are unaware or tell others who are unaware that you helped them. This is wrong. This sort of desire in the heart, this mindset. Listen to this account, a very brief account. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Zayd bin Aslam, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that my father would say to me that when you help such people who are in need, and you know that they're going to treat you differently now, then you should pass by them without them even realizing that you're there. You should stay undercover, stay discreet. You've helped them, alhamdulillah. You praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're going to pray for you as well. To always appear in front of them for no reason whatsoever. Sometimes you're desirous of that praise. You'll go and speak to them and they'll say, oh, jazakallah, I will never forget that you helped me. May Allah bless you. You're desirous. You want them to show that respect to you. So here we're being told that if you're in such a situation, you know people are going to react like that. If you can avoid them, then avoid them. This avoiding is not a bad thing. In fact, this is protecting your neki, your good deed. Then you might be in that situation. You might become used to them praising you. Before you know it, you demand that praise. And you feel bad when they don't praise you. It's a big test. People think doing a good deed is smooth sailing. No, once you've done the good deed, preserve that good deed. Very testing. So this is the type of advice that our elders would give to their children. And we need that. We're more in need of that today because of social media and the likes as well. So this was an example of giving to specific people that you know, that you come to know of. People in the community, fellow human beings, fellow Muslims. Then there are other examples where you may give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in certain places where there is no owner. There is no physical recipient. And the Malik is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the owner of everything. We know that. But more specifically, the example I want to give is of a masjid, a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where when you give towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not giving towards the house of a relative or a sibling, any specific person's house. You're giving in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the way of Allah Jalla wa'ala. For example, there was an announcement that we need wealth for the wuzukhana. We need wealth to buy fans. We need some charity. We need some donations. We need some money for the food that will be served in Ramadan Kareem. We need some money for the roof or to extend the masjid, or whatever the case may be. Now, we know the masjid belongs to Allah. The money that you give is ma'alul waqf, money that is endowed for the house of Allah and for the needs of the masjid. It has to be spent properly. It's a famous saying that ma'alul waqfi kamalil yatim, that this money that you've given towards the masjid doesn't belong to any specific person. It's like the wealth of an orphan. In what sense? You have to be very particular in how you spend it. Any little bit of misappropriation of the wealth, misuse of the wealth, can land a person in massive trouble. Because this was charity that people gave in the community towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person used it for himself, for personal use, for something wrong or incorrectly, he'll be held accountable for that by the people and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So when you've now given in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given towards the masjid, forget about it. They say do a good deed and forget about it. Remember that Allah ta'ala never forgets. He will give you the reward for that in full. The shart is sincerity. The shart is what? The condition is what? You do it just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will grant you that reward. If someone was honored to be able to serve the masjid, to contribute towards the expense of the masjid, the last thing he should do is, in any gathering of friends, loved ones, acquaintances, oh, the masjid runs on me, on my finances, my contributions. I'm the reason why the masjid has this facility now or that facility. Allahu Akbar. A person's destroying their amal. A person's destroying their good deeds. Similarly in Ramadan, oh, the iftari all you guys eat, it's because of me. Astaghfirullah. The water you use day and night during i'tikaf, my doing. I'm behind that. Allah Akbar. What is the need to mention these things? If someone sponsored the salary of the Imam, Muaddin, the teachers, the madrasa, etc. So if I didn't give money towards their wages, there'd be no teachers there, there'd be no classes, no children would come. So we need to avoid this at all costs. Why? We're going through the efforts, the striving, the hardship, undertaking that amal, and we'll be left with no reward whatsoever. And this is the last thing that we want. We want reward, and we want reward in full as well. Listen to this narration. Sayyiduna Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala, he would say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, on the Day of Judgment, there'll be three such people who Allah ta'ala will not converse with, nor will he glance at them with mercy, and nor will he purify them. He won't converse with them, nor will he glance at them with his mercy, nor will he purify them. Allah, who are such people? Who are these people being referred to? Listen to the narration. One of them would dangle their clothes, their lower garment, out of arrogance, of course. The second one, who would give in the way of Allah, but then remind others of favors. And the third one is the one who would swear false oaths just to sell his goods, his maal. On the Day of Judgment, Allah Ta'ala will not look at them with a gaze of mercy. They won't be successful in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They won't attain lofty ranks. So, afiyah, well-being, lies in giving and then forgetting. Don't remember who you gave it to, how much you gave, when you gave. Forget all of that. Allah Ta'ala knows all of that. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is complete. He doesn't forget. Allah Ta'ala is not unjust. Allah Ta'ala does not waste the a'mal of people, meaning the reward for the a'mal. Allah Ta'ala will give you that in full. You do the deed, continue to do the good deeds, and leave the rest to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Do it with sincerity. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And give it correctly, where the Sharia allows you to, permits you to, and necessitates you to give it. And after that, don't look at anyone else. Just keep your sight on the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The reward that Allah will give you, nobody can give you that in the dunya. The pleasure that Allah can give you, the happiness and joy that Allah can grant you, the lofty ranks that Allah can grant you, no one in the dunya can grant you such a thing. So in this episode, we heard about the importance of doing good deeds, and in particular, spending in the way of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, helping people who are in need, helping people who are in difficulty, helping people who are afflicted in any way, financially, or they're in debt, or they have other problems in their lives, relieving them of those problems, and then not reminding them. Or remember when I helped you, remember when I removed your financial burden, remember when I did this, remember when I did that. You lose the rewards of those actions. You'll have nothing to show for it in the Akhirah. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make us from His sincere slaves who do things only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and who help others only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and who are eager for reward only from the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam.
In Allah's divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.